Welcome to Agent's Dossier, a Delta Green actual play series brought to you by 12 Sided Stories. And now your GM, Wes Otis.
And welcome to Agents Dossier, episode number 34. I am Wes Otis, and I have some wonderful players with me. Let's introduce them all. Let us start with Michelle.
Hey, I'm Michelle, and I'm playing Maggie Cortez, and she is experiencing a whole lot of Nope right now.
Hey, all. I'm Mac. I'm playing Wanda Sims, and I am also in Camp Nope.
Hi, I am Pooja, and I'm playing Robin Porter, and I am in Camp Can We Leverage This Man's Domestic Unhappiness to our advantage. Desperate Housewives, except it's House Husbands.
Yes, exactly. And yes, I'm playing Norman Morales, who, to continue with the theme, I'm on team Hope We Can Get Out of the Situation.
That's the way I feel most Delta Green games are. It's like, all right, we're going to do this thing. And then you get in the situation, you're like, oh, shit, can we get out of this situation?
Yeah, so we either die or we handle this successfully.
Yeah, time for the recap. The last time we were together, Norman and Robin followed Omar, the real estate agent of the group, from one of his properties that he's staying at right now because he's estranged from his wife, to his office and started kind of snooping around. Found out he's looking up things like how to move money without my wife knowing, how to get money to my kids without my wife knowing, how not to pay alimony without my wife knowing or whatever, and how to get money out of the States, how to move away, and then also how to deal with multiple spider bites and things like that. Meanwhile, Wanda and Maggie are at Omar's house. It's an apartment building, and they were trying to sneak in to his place and critically failed and alerted the elderly woman next door, who then came out with a lot of questions and seemed really wanted to have a conversation about every little nitpicky thing, like the fact that the sun hit the building in the wrong way. The door was wide open during this conversation, and they could see spider webs, and the walls are plastered with all these different newspapers and different things. Looks like they've been making a nest of some sort in this apartment building, so you're not sure why Omar's in there. And Omar had a discernible limp that Robin figured out was probably due to a spider bite, and the muscles are atrophying and he's having a really hard time with it, but he's trying to, you know, cover it up as best he can. A spider creature with four of its legs are actually human arms with hands, everything, and its face, and it's got a really long neck with this really weird head and these jaws. Came out of nowhere. It's about the size of a shopping cart, and it ran towards the door, and you all shut the door, and it keeps hitting the door and get the old lady inside her apartment and finally to deal with this thing. And it figures out that it can use one of its hands to open up the door, and the door was swinging open. What does Wanda and Maggie want to do?
I am a specialist in unarmed combat. Since it's already pulling the door towards itself, I want to kick the door as hard as I can so it hopefully slams the thing into the wall.
Sure, just give me a... that's interesting. Give me a... I'm going to say you can kick the door without a problem, but just give me a strength check to see, and I'm going to roll his... or its strength check.
Oh, no, right? Not my strength. But it's unarmed combat. My strength is balls, man.
Well, this really isn't unarmed combat. You're just trying to slam a door shut.
It should be unarmed combat. I'm not using my arms. Oh, shit. I got a 66 over my 40.
Fuck yeah. All right.
Oh, what is it with 66?
It's the number of the day. You try to kick the door and it pushes back hard and you fall and it skitters up and puts its human hands on your arms and then tries to bite into you.
Oh, I hate this.
Michelle, what do you want to do?
Eesh. Okay.
Get it off. Get it off.
I know. I'm going to try unarmed combat, try and like kick it off of her. I rolled a 17 under my 60.
You're freaked out, so I'll say adrenaline kicks in, and I'll give you a 1d6 for damage.
I rolled a 3.
3? All right. So you hit it, and it, like, pivots, and it tries to grab you with a set of its arms. Wanda's left arm is free while it's trying to grab you. Meanwhile, you hear the old lady start to unclick all the locks that are on her door. Now, meanwhile, Robin and Norman, you call and no one's answering the phone for your compatriots over there. What do you two want to do?
Well, I'm looking at Robin.
This guy isn't going anywhere.
Yeah, let's check back in. This is definitely not a good sign. And I'm ready to drive back. Clearly, it's not good.
All right. Well, luckily, you don't have to make a roll for that. So you drive back. And meanwhile, this creature is attacked. You hear the door opening. Wanda, it's your turn to go. This thing's right above you. It's trying to, like, its neck is, like, bending down and trying to bite into your face. What do you want to do?
I roll bureaucracy and I wrap it up in red tape.
Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun.
So I'm going to try and do some unarmed combat this time and actually, like, kick it off of me. And at the same time, breathlessly yell out at the lady and be like, something's wrong with this dog. Stay inside. It's not safe.
All right. So you're going to try to buck your knee up and hit it into the wall behind you kind of thing. Like, kick it off of you that way. Roll or kick?
Let's roll so I can kind of get the upper hand on it if possible. I want to try and pin it if I can.
So give me an unarmed combat roll.
Dice don't fail me now. No, dice don't fail me now. Oh, you're shitting me.
What'd you get?
I got a 77 over my 60.
Oh, God.
And that's when Wanda died.
Oh, God.
What the hell? Ow. Doubles twice in a row.
Dropping like flies in a spider web here.
Oh, I love all the spider puns.
Spider pun.
All right, so it's going to try to bite you in the face.
Cool. Maybe I'll get a good scar. I can talk to Omar about his web searches on how to treat spider bites.
All right, so it...
Oh, quick question. Human teeth or demon teeth?
Ew.
Demon teeth.
Okay.
Not human teeth. No, yeah. They've long, sharp, kind of translucent teeth.
Still better than human teeth. Let's be real.
Yeah.
I don't know, guys. I don't think I agree with the group here.
Thanks for the idea, Sane. I'll keep that in the vault. So I'm going to allow you to try to dodge, even though it's right on top of you. You have what in dodge? 30 or?
30, yeah.
Okay, give me a roll.
Oh, Lord.
Also, after this roll, you two need to make resolve checks.
I did not make my roll.
Okay.
Change your dice.
These dice were doing so well last time.
Change them now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I need to just throw them out in the trash.
All right. Michelle, can you give me a resolve roll? And Mac, can I get a resolve roll?
Yep.
I made it. 42 under my 60.
I did not make it. 64 over my 47.
Oh my God.
I just changed dice.
At least it's not a critical failure.
Yeah.
True. Improvement.
Yes.
You take 3 points of resolve, which is actually not terrible. It just means that you're shocked, a little overwhelmed, but you still have control over your faculties. But right then, it bites into the side of your neck and the side of your face. You can feel blood just getting sucked into this thing's mouth as it's feeding on you.
Awesome.
And you take 4 points of damage from the bite.
All right.
And right then, you hear the elderly woman behind the door say, I'm calling the police to help you with the dog. I'm going to say at that point, the two of you have arrived. You've driven up and you're starting to get up there. You will be there in a moment. But before that, Michelle, what do you want to do?
Is there a lamp or anything nearby I can grab?
You don't have a weapon or anything? I would think you'd have at least a handgun.
Well, yeah, but it's on her face or her neck. I don't want to shoot it and miss.
It's attached to her face. So it's an easy target to hit. You walk up and you put the gun next to its head and you pull the trigger. You don't have to make a roll for it.
Oh no, spider guts everywhere.
Okay, I just don't want to critically fail.
You don't have to roll. You don't have to roll because it's attached to her face. It's not moving. You can walk up and literally put it right up against its body or against its head and shoot.
Okay, then I do that. The head.
The head? Okay.
I want this thing dead.
So Wanda's eyes are in the back of her head as she's getting all this blood sucked out of her neck. And you walk up, you put the gun right to one of its eyes. You can see it kind of like move around. It's going to try to detach. Go ahead and do damage.
It's 1d10, correct?
Correct.
Or 9mm, yeah. I rolled a 10.
Nice. So right as Norman and Robin get up to the top of the stairs, they see down at the end of the hall this horrific scene of the spider creature on top of Wanda, and it's bitten into her. And Maggie is pointing her gun against its head and pulls the trigger, and it detaches because it blows its part of its head off and its jaw, and you can feel it kind of rip part of your throat out, and all this blood is coming out of her throat. And it slumps down and just lands on top of you. And its hands are still kind of holding on to you hard because it's having a reaction of just kind of all of its muscles are contracting.
Stop enjoying this so much, Wes.
No. The creature is dead. We're out of combat. I would imagine Robin would like to do something at this very moment.
Also, I hate to make things worse for my character. Didn't the last one have, like, acid blood or some bullshit? Does this one not?
It did. It had acid blood. This one does not.
Thank God.
Yeah, you're lucky.
It hasn't grown into its acid yet.
Kind of, yeah. It hasn't grown into its final form. Robin, you see that Wanda is bleeding profusely. What do you want to do?
I'm going to go and perform first aid.
All right, cool.
I'm sorry. I got really caught up in the...
No. It's the visceralness of everything.
Spider, yes.
All right.
I'm going to do the thing that I'm actually good at, besides persuading people to do things apparently not good enough at persuading them not to continually get pieces of themselves ripped apart, but whatever. 56 under my 60, which, woo,
woo.
Awesome.
And I had a moment there where I read them backwards and was like, ah!
You push the spider body off the top of her and start to work on the neck. It doesn't look like this thing nicked the carotid artery or anything like that. Luckily, it still did a lot of damage, and you're filling it in as best you can. Meanwhile, you hear the sound of police sirens way off in the distance, and you're sitting there with a dead spider thing. What does everyone want to do? Let's start with Michelle. What do you want to do?
Call Agent Jackson, see if we can get the police called off.
Okay, good thought. She's like,
yeah, sure, I'll get on it. And obviously you need medical evac?
Yes.
All right, I'll get somebody over there.
And a cleanup crew.
All right, we'll have somebody over there as quickly as possible.
Norman, what do you want to do?
The old lady is not interacting with us anymore, right? Take care of her.
She's on the phone with the police, probably.
Okay. Well, as long as she's not in the hallway, that's great. I mean, I have deep emotions for Wanda, and I'm terrified of that, but I do want to look in the apartment a little bit. I mean, I'm very concerned about Wanda, but also someone's coming to help her. I can't do anything.
I'm really concerned about Wanda.
Yeah. So, you know.
If it helps you, back up. Let me take care of this. Give me some room.
You're right. I don't have any relevant skills here. So anyway, I'm going to look at the apartment. What can I see in there? Is it just a spider nest?
Can you give me a search roll?
Oh, one of these. I failed one earlier.
Yeah, okay. I was going to do a search roll as well, if that's okay.
Great.
Yeah, that's okay. Fine.
I feel way less bad. All right, my search is 41. And I... got a 71.
Mark it, at least. Make sure you're marking the stuff you're failing.
Yeah, I'm just annoyed. I did all the, emotional labor of caring, and I was ready, though, to find some stuff, and I didn't even find anything. I just looked like an asshole. All right.
Okay, so you walk in, and you start looking around, and the place is a mess. It's obviously being turned into a spider den. There's the smell of rotting meat all over the place, and you're searching through, and there's lots of little baby spiders all over the place kind of crawling around. Michelle, what did you get?
I got a 14 under my 60. So I'm searching and stomping at the same time.
You're in the bedroom area and you find his laptop. Now, you don't have time to go through it now, but you grab it, you get all the webs off of it. The medical team shows up about, I'm going to say, 5 minutes after you called and puts Wanda on a gurney and gets her out of there. Second character in 3 weeks. And then the cleanup crew shows up.
She can get a room right next to Yesenia.
And starts to do their magic. Now, the difference between the two is that though the wound was, it wasn't like a critical wound or anything like that. So they're going to be able to patch you up and get you back out pretty quickly. You're going to have a nice big scar, a couple of scars on your neck.
Gonna look like a badass.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe get some tattoos on your face and on your knuckles and you'll be ready to go.
Scars are stories.
Unless you're in a clandestine agency and then they're just, shut up. I can't tell you. All right. So you all get out of there. They cordon off this apartment, are going to clean it all out. They're going to deal with the old lady. You get out and I would imagine you probably go over to the hospital. Couple hours goes by, because remember, this was early morning when you were doing all this. So by like noon, she's out of surgery. All they did was like just made sure that nothing was bleeding. And then they sewed her up. They put her on some decent meds for the day. And you're all in the hospital, all in the recovery room after she's woken up. It's like noon or 1 o'clock. And what kind of conversation do you all want to have at this point? What is the plan? And I'm going to say you get 2 points back because you got first aid and then you got surgery and everything. So that helps you out a lot.
Yeah, I'll take it.
Well, I think it's safe to say that Omar won't be getting his deposit back.
Look, I know we wanted to go like all let's go scout out the basketball game. But it also feels like every time we encounter these, like we might just be better off letting them all go to the basketball game and then cleaning Spider House.
We just don't know how many spider houses we're dealing with.
Well, we have access to all the finances, which lets us know where all the properties are. And if we go in prepared, then maybe we'll have a better chance of clearing them out without me ending up with my hands covered in blood at the end of the day again.
My question is, who was that one? It was part human. We've seen Pete changing.
Unless they're feeding them something human and it's turning them more human. We don't know the nature of these things.
But we saw the bodies in the other one.
Do you think, based on your trailing of Omar today, that he might flip under the right circumstances and give us a lot of the information that, you know, would speed up our process?
Oh, I mean, yeah, that man is trying to get out. Like, I don't know, something is trying to get out of something very fast.
Yeah, all three of them.
I'd say we work at the weak link and see if we can't break the chain.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty strong move.
Mm-hmm.
All three of them are definitely not on board with where the plan is now. So if we could get to the one that seems the most... Well, we haven't seen Roderick anywhere, have we?
Yeah, you haven't interacted with Roderick.
We haven't even seen him.
No.
I'd say Omar is a good bet. We also might be able to offer some sort of medical help. He's Googling a lot. I didn't see a lot of doctor's appointments, so that might...
That's a hard one to explain.
Spider attack.
Doctor, I'm not feeling very good.
Well, we could also offer him some sort of protective services for him and his children, which might be very appealing to him at this time.
So maybe we figure out a way to lure him away from the game tonight, like an urgent phone call.
Well, what time is it?
It's about 1 o'clock.
Why not hit him while he's at work?
Yeah, we didn't see too much activity happening at the offices. How many people would you say were going in and out? We didn't do that.
Not a lot. His real estate company, he's probably got a staff of maybe 15 people besides himself, or maybe even 10. There's not a lot of people that work for him, and they deal with mostly apartment buildings and some upper-class neighborhood homes and things like that. Selling Fresno, the new reality show. We flip houses with spiders.
Okay. Yeah, I definitely. Hitting them at the office would be probably a good move, especially with our limited timeline.
All right. I'm going to leave it up to you, Wanda, if you want to go with them or if you want to continue to recoup at the hospital. It is your choice.
We'll see, y'all. It's been a good game.
Well, no, you could hang out at the hospital for a little bit longer and maybe regroup with them tomorrow morning, or you can go now. You've been patched up. You've gotten a couple points back.
I feel like I can go with.
Okay.
And I feel like I can actually use the recent damage to my advantage potentially with Omar about the danger of what he's doing and that we're serious.
Okay. That's all very true.
Potentially.
Yeah. Trauma bonding.
Yeah. I took points in psychotherapy. I think I can talk to this guy.
Yeah. Between your psychoanalysis and my persuasion, we actually have a face.
And we actually have a lot of persuasion between both of us. So if one of us buffs a persuasion roll, the other one can swoop in.
Mm-hmm.
I want to definitely give the laptop to Norman. Say, work your magic.
Yes.
Okay.
What's great is we've gotten a lot of info on him.
You have. You've gotten a lot of info in general. I mean, you do not lack for info. That's for sure.
Maybe there's some location.
Location of the different houses.
Or if we, I'm thinking... We can look, it could potentially have location data that we might need later. So that's a good reason why to have it. Makes sense? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it also, because it's its personal laptop, it has a lot of stuff that, you know how to, even though people go online and whatever, they have their work laptop, which they don't put anything personal on. This has more stuff of like, he's been seeing a therapist because of everything going on with his wife. He has also been talking with a lot of lawyers about what to do about the situation. So it just reaffirms that lately he has been under a lot of stress.
And no correspondences between like him and Pete or Roderick at all?
They do speak. It seems like they're speaking less and less to Pete.
Which makes sense.
Yeah, he was pretty far along in this transformation that he's going through.
It's hard to type with those spider hands.
It is. That's why the one you just killed had a big advantage. It could use a gun. It could turn a doorknob.
Oh my God. It with a gun. I just imagine it crawling along and like one hand has got a gun. And I'm just like, no, spiders with guns. Oh.
Trust me. I thought it. I just didn't make it happen.
They don't need to be any scarier.
They can already open doors. They don't need guns, Wes. Guns don't kill people. Spiders with guns kill people.
Exactly. So you head over there and you all four go in at the same time and just talk with them. Is that the plan?
We should probably sort out what our plan is exactly.
Right. Well, I wonder, do we have to... I might be a little too... optimistic on how desperate Omar might be, but we might not even really need a face. We don't have to say where we're from, but you know, hey, we can help you, Men in Black style.
That might actually work well, because at this point, what kind of face would you even come up with? Why would you know all this shit?
Yeah,
exactly.
Well, who wants to do the talking then?
Well, if we're gonna take the medical angle, then I could do that talking.
Okay.
Yeah, and then you have Wanda as the example.
Here is what we're talking about. So you all enter, and Omar comes up after you talk with the secretary. This is, how can I help you?
We'd like to speak with you about one of your properties.
Oh, okay. Well, I got a little time now. Let's step into the conference room, and you step into a small conference room.
Can't help but notice that you seem to be having some problems with your leg.
Yeah, it's been bothering me lately. It's an injury that I just recently got. I pulled my muscle really bad, and it just won't seem to heal.
Hmm, yeah. Well, it's good to hear that it's just a pulled muscle, because couldn't help but notice that Fresno does seem to have quite a spider problem lately, and spider bites can turn necrotic quite quickly if you don't get them treated. They've also been known to lay eggs.
He looks perplexed for a second. He goes, are you working with my wife?
Not at all.
So, without dancing around this too much, what are you all really here for if you know about the spiders that are infesting the town?
We're here to stop your wife and Pete's wife and Roderick's wife and hopefully get rid of your very large and creepy spider problem.
You see a bit of relief on his face and he says, oh, okay, well, let me shut the blinds. He shuts the blinds to the conference room and he goes, I don't know how much you know, but they started a coven or some kind of fucking witchy bullshit a year ago. At first, me and the others just thought that they were, you know, buying crystals and doing their thing. And then they got a hold of some older book that they claimed was by some actual druids. And I tried to explain that the druids had died out long before the making of books, but they wouldn't listen. And they used it to contact some kind of creature that has laid 4 eggs around the city and that is attracting other bugs. One's at Pete's lumberyard, one's at my apartment, one's at Roderick's apartment. And I don't know where they put the 4th one, and I don't know where the mother is. But we have to feed these things constantly, or the mother gets upset. From what I understand, the mother's some kind of deity or something, some kind of god that they've brought into our universe. Anyway, little bastard bit me a couple of days ago, and I can't find any way to treat it. My leg is starting to transform a bit.
Define transform.
Yeah.
And Wanda looks really antsy about this because she just got bitten.
He stands up and he says, well, I can just show you. And he pulls down his pants and he's got on boxer briefs and one of his legs has shrunken considerably. It actually looks like it's turning into a spider leg, but at the bottom, the foot has remained. So there's this connection between the human and the not human. It's covered in all these long hairs. And seeing this, Wanda, you suddenly just like, you feel this like itch on your lower back in one spot.
No, unacceptable.
Nope.
Okay.
See, I don't know what to do.
That's horrifying. Yes. Do you know if Pete got bitten?
Pete was the first to get bitten. I don't know if Roderick's been bitten yet or not.
How long ago did Pete get bitten?
I want to say about 3 weeks ago.
Okay.
And how long ago did you get bitten?
1.5 weeks. I'm probably going to be kind of like Pete within another 7 days if I can't figure out what the fuck I'm going to do. I've thought about cutting off my leg.
Wanda looks like she's going to vomit.
Actually, I say a resolve check all around might be a good thing for everybody.
Oh, no.
First time seeing it up close.
Made it. 24 under my 6.
Awesome.
If landing on your thing counts.
It counts.
Yay. So I got a 60 out of my 60.
Wow.
I got a 1.
Wow.
Very calm.
You are remarkably calm in all of this.
Now, I don't want you to read too much into this, but for some reason, in your mind, the transformation doesn't seem so bad at that moment.
Oh, I don't like that.
Just take that for what you want. Say, sure. What'd you get?
Jesus.
I got a 42 under my 60.
All right. So, yeah, he goes, I've thought about cutting my leg off, but it's probably in my entire bloodstream at this point, so I don't know if that would even do anything.
Probably not. When it comes to magical transformation and whatnot, maybe if you had done it right away. However, do you know where the book is? Where could they be keeping it? Who's keeping it?
I believe Bree has it. They do their meetings over at their place, and they're using the kids to keep us in line, basically. They've got Pete's kids at his grandparents right now, or at Bree's parents. My kids are with Tiffany. She doesn't have a spider at her house at the moment. Roderick's kids, I don't know what they did with Roderick's kids. They probably sent them away as well. But the threat is you know, we'll take away the kids somehow. I don't think they'd physically hurt them, but they're obviously doing horrible things, so I'm worried about it. I don't know what to do, you know?
Yeah, gods have any type of animal god usually asks for someone's child at some point, so best not to gamble on that.
Okay, so we've taken out two of them, which would be the lumberyard and Omar's place. The one that he doesn't know where it is at that place that we followed them to last night, which is one of Omar's properties, right?
Correct.
Okay. So at least there's that. We know where the current four are.
Right.
We know their bites can transform or they'll eat you. So if they don't succeed in eating you, your bites will transform you. And we know that Bree has the book somewhere at her house, most likely.
Most likely, yeah. So we found out what they were doing about 6 months ago after a couple of the parents had gone missing from the school. And we formed a plan to get out with our kids and the money, but we didn't move fast enough. So Pete was the first to go. He got blackmailed pretty quickly by Bree. And then Roderick has been steadily moving money over, but he's been trying to hide it all. And it's very difficult to do. And he needed more time. And the babies have grown quite a bit since all of this stuff has happened. And I believe Pete was bit by the one at his lumberyard while trying to feed it. So they don't like being fed non-human, non-living tissue. They'll eat it if they have to, but they seem to want actual tissue. The last thing that's worrying me is the fact that the smaller spiders that hang out around them seem to be spies, and they can be anywhere. They seem to all be connected to some kind of hive mind of some sort. So if you killed one of them, the others already know what has happened, and it means that they might reach out to Bree and the other two, Summer and Tiffany. So,
I mean, honestly, just to be as clear with you as you have been with us, if that's the case, then they already know. Also, maybe if you'd been a little less concerned with the money and more concerned about just getting your kids out of a cult situation and gone, but whatever, no blame here, more than I've already said.
We didn't believe what they were doing was real, it had any real effect, until it was too late. We wanted to make sure that we were financially set, and we shouldn't have, but there's no way to go back on that now.
But maybe if we can get this book. But they, I mean, if what you're saying is true about the spiders, then they already know we're coming.
Well, they definitely know somebody's out killing the babies. Whether or not they know it's you personally, I don't know what the connection is.
Once you were bitten, did the baby cease trying to bite you again?
Yes, actually. It fed off me for a little bit, got a little bit of my blood, and then just stopped. So I'm not sure why. I don't know if it's because of my connection with Tiffany or not, or if there's enough of its blood. And I'm thinking because of the transformation, maybe my DNA is changing, my chromosomes. I'm not sure. But yeah, I don't know how much. I think I maybe have another 2 weeks time tops.
Have you found yourself feeling pulled to any particular places?
I do enjoy the feel of the webs. And just kind of feeling the feel of spider webs. And a few days ago, I was actually able to create my own web, just a small amount. I thought I just had a lump in my chest, but I coughed up web and made a small bed for myself that I started sleeping in because it just was comforting.
Maggie's trying really hard to hide her revulsion, but it's not working. She's just kind of got this look on her face.
I meant more if they've got this hive mind and they're being, these other spiders are being drawn in, maybe that's a way to locate the mama.
Yeah.
Any weird dreams?
Anything in my dreams? They have been weird lately. I don't remember most of them, but they do seem to take on some form of alien landscapes, places that aren't here on Earth, definitely don't feel like they're here on Earth. You know, strange things like that.
Oh, yeah. We all get that.
Do we, though?
I'm just trying a good bedside manner.
Oh, yeah, fair.
Because this man is clearly going to die. Guys!
I mean, honestly, here's the thing. If we can get the book, and there might be a way to undo the transformation there, or we can get the information that we need to create some kind of ritual to purge your systems. But we have to get the book.
Now, in the meantime, what do you want to do with this guy? Because obviously, he needs to be quarantined. You never know when the switch is going to happen.
Yeah.
Well, maybe we can have somebody working on him, trying to isolate whatever infection is causing this.
Are you okay with being consensually kidnapped for your health?
What other option do I have? If you all are saying that you can try to help, I would rather do that than turn into whatever those things are completely.
Maggie already has the phone out. She's dialing Jackson.
So you let Jackson know what's going on, and they come and collect Omar. Do you want to skip to the basketball game and try to do something there, or what's the next move?
Well, I think that once they collect Omar, they should also maybe get blood samples from Wanda.
That's easy enough.
I just got blood back.
So they take a couple of vials, and Jackson kind of pulls Robin aside and goes, if she hits 50% change, you need to let us know so we can collect her. If she goes faster, you're going to have to put her down. Okay.
Understood. But also, are you going to take care of these other two babies while we take care of the book? We can do the root if you get the branch. Let me put it that way.
I've got enough resources to take care of one right now if you can take care of the other. You get to pick which one I take care of.
Well, if they take care of Roderick's place, since we know that the women were meeting at the abandoned apartment, that's another place the book might be.
Yeah.
So if it's not, like, we can search that when we're taking care of the spider there. And then if it's not there, we go to Bree's house.
Go to Pete's, Bree's. Okay, that sounds good.
Yeah, and I think going to Bree's house during the basketball game, we'll know it's empty, or supposed to be.
It lays the only thing we're going to have to deal with is Pete.
Right. As you're all sitting there talking, you're outside of Omar's office. Wanda, you're standing there, and you notice that, you know, you're seeing straight forward, but then you notice that you actually can see behind you about waist level where your hand is.
Thanks, Wes. Do I have eyes on my hand? I am confused.
You look at the side of your hand, and there's actually a black lens that has popped up underneath your skin. So it's a bit blurry. And that's where we're going to stop this episode.
Cool, because I have to go vomit forever.
Ah!
No. Oh God, that's so gross.
I'm gonna throw up for the history of forever. You have killed me, Wes. I hope you're proud.
A little bit, yeah. So thank you all so much. I'm really looking forward to the next couple of games. Let's find out where all of these wonderful people are. Let's start with Saint.
Hello, I am Saint or Saint Spider. I've been playing Norman, and if you want to find me on the internet, I'm at Twitter at Saint Spider TV, and all announcements and whatnot will happen there. Thank you.
Hi, I am Pooja, and you can find me pretty much all around the internet as Forgotten Saves, and go check out Happy Jack's past and possibly present situations for more of my TTRPGs.
I have been and will continue to be Spider Mac, apparently. You can find me on my socials at Strange Like That, which is apparently getting progressively stranger.
Hey, I'm Michelle. You can find me on the socials at Mishulu. You can also find my music and Wes's amazing sound effects if you subscribe to the Plate Mail Games catalog through Battle Bards.
And I'm Wes Otis. You can find me at Plate Mail Games on Twitter for now. And you all are backers, you're on the Discord, all of that stuff. We really appreciate you supporting the show. We hope you're enjoying this show, and we will talk to you next month with more Agents Dossier.
Bye.
Bye.